Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September 20th, 1974, the Barbados Workers' Union Labour College was officially opened. Construction on this Mangrove St. Philip campus began in 1973 and was completed the following year, with facilities to house 40 students as well as a dining hall and some recreational facilities. It, according to Alexander and Parker, also had a large meeting hall capable of seating 800 people. This residential educational arm of the Barbados Workers' Union was, quote, opened as a result of the pressing need, which was recognized for an institution of this nature to cater to the needs of the membership of the union, end quote. Evelyn Graves tells us that before the opening of the Labour College, Unity House had been used as the hub for courses offered by the BWU. This educational endeavor became so popular that trade union movements in the region appealed to the BWU to allow their representatives to attend the courses. Additionally, noted regional scholars such as Walter Rodney, Jan Carew, Rex Nettleford, Michael Manley, George Lamin, Richard Hart, and Ralph Gonzalez were regular lecturers in this intellectual movement hosted by the BWU. This highlighted the need for a campus where workers could go for extended periods to be trained in matters concerning trade unionism. Dignitaries present for the opening ceremony in September 1974 were Prime Minister Errol Barrow, who delivered the opening address, as well as the then Minister of Education, Erskine Sandiford, who gave the featured address. There were several overseas guests who witnessed the opening, including William Doherty of the American Institute for Free Development, Andrew McLellan of the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations, along with union representatives from across the region. At that time, an advisory board was appointed and included the visionary for the college, Frank Walcott, as chairman, along with Claude Skeet, Leroy Trotman, Keith Seal, Dr. Keith Hunt, Dr. Leonard Shorey, Reverend Sion Goodrich, Senator Maurice King, C. Husbands of the Ministry of Education, and the first principal, Evelyn Graves. Today, the Labour College continues to facilitate workers with online courses, and the principal of the renamed Frank Walcott Labour College, Doreen Dean, indicates that the institution is, quote, making strides to accelerate and expand the impact of workers' education in Barbados and the region, end quote. Those initial strides were taken on this day, September 20th, 1974, when the Barbados Workers' Union Labour College was officially opened.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.